Just think of our Lord walking around. Think of the sensitivity of his faculties. Think of the brilliance of his mind, filled, among other things, with the light of glory. He saw the Father all the time. And he's looking at us. And he's the heir of 1,000 years of wisdom brought by the Word of God. Just about 1,000 years, God has been working with these people to prepare them for his presence among them. And so he's watching us in action. Not news to him, but he sees it now in a different way because he's a human being himself. And he sees how easily we grab on to this world and how silly it is. How long are we going to live? And what he sees mostly in this part that we have today is the folly of selfishness. We want this, we want that, we want to keep this, keep that. And why? What we could do with our time, our energy, our money, our, instead of just keep it. And that's what he's talking about. Don't store up for yourself treasures on earth. You know, where moth and clay destroy and thieves break in and steal. You know, I got a coat I like a lot. Suit coat. And the only one the moths got at was that one. Like the Lord said, go eat that one. Teach them a lesson. But it's true, we're so dumb. Moth and clay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. That happened too once. I don't know how the guy got in the house, but he swiped $400 off my dresser. What was I doing with $400 on my dresser? I don't know. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroy, nor thieves break in and steal. How do we store up treasures in heaven? Love and all that flows from love. Generosity, forgiveness, affability, which is a part of justice, you know, affability. You see, store it up, and then God, who sees all that, remembers it. And it's there when we die. We're going to hear from the Son of God himself, thank you that you did this and that for me. Remember? Thank you that you give this to me. Thank you, I was hungry and you fed me. Thank you. It's all being stored up for us. And then, so where your treasure is, there will your heart be, right? If we hear that there's a tragedy, human tragedy, and we begin to pray, that means a lot to us because there are other human beings suffering. Now we hear there's a bank crisis. Oh, drop the concern for the poor and worry about my money. We're all dumb. And the Lord is trying to get us to have a free heart and a generous heart. And then we have this rather enigmatic saying, the lamp of the body is the eye. That's pretty clear. That's where all the light is. We see by, right? If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. Okay. That's right, isn't it? Now, but if your eye is bad, poneros, the text says, your whole body will be in darkness. Why? What does he mean by a bad eye? This is an interesting... Well, it's got something to do with the Semitic way of saying things. The word certainly is poneros, it's bad, but it means, did you ever see a very, very avaricious person and look at their eyes? There's always something going on there. You know? And you say, could I have a... And you see it right away. You're just asking for the salt. You know, they don't know yet what you're asking for. And I don't... Is there a word in Arabic for this kind of thing? A bad eye, an evil eye?
Empty eye.
Empty eye. See, that's a good one. See? It's very... In the language, sometimes there's great psychological wisdom. We know this, right? Suppose... I don't know. You forget your money and you need a buck to get on the subway. And you're looking around. There's certain people you will approach and certain people you won't approach. Mostly because of their eyes. See, it affects your whole physiognomy when we're stuck in this world. It reminds me, it was early in the morning, I was on my way to give some talks. And I decided I better get my subway thing back, metro. So I'm looking at this, where you put your money, where you do this, and I'm saying, this is ridiculous. It can't be this difficult. And a young woman came by and said, do you need some money? I said, no, I need some brains. I got to figure out how to run this thing. But I was so struck with that generosity. She just, you know? So, you see, if your eye is bad, empty, you know, your whole body will be in darkness. And you see, but if the light in you is darkness, then how great will the darkness? You won't know where you're going. Yeah, you still have your eyes to tell you, I'm not going to bump into this altar. But where you're really going, you don't know. Because all of a sudden your mind is money, 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 comfort, 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 safety, safety, safety. There's nothing else on your mind. You don't know where you're going. It's fascinating to think of our Lord exploiting the expressions of this language, His language, to strike home to all of us, right? Are you worried about money? Are you afraid somebody might ask you for some? It'll show in your eyes. You know that. That's what our Lord is telling us. He's saying, if you want to have nice eyes, then don't be stingy with your time, your money, your energy, your attention, your affection. If you don't want to have, you want to have nice eyes, people will look at you and trust you, then don't be stingy.